Few measures trigger the ire of homeless advocates more than so-called sit-lie bills, which many describe as criminalizing homelessness. But Mayor Caldwell is going all in on the practice, which he now wants throughout the city and county of Honolulu. Pushback is inevitable, and Natanya Friedheim has the story with today's reality check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Natanya.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. This is a measure that's been around for a lot of times and has attracted more than its share of controversy, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It's benefited some people. There are local businesses that have definitely talked about how having the sit-lie in front of their businesses have helped tremendously. But then, you know, homeless advocates point to the fact that the number of homeless people is increasing, the number of unsheltered homeless people, you know, outside of emergency and transitional shelters is also increasing.
Mm-hmm. So the figures aren't there to support, you know, any reduction in the population. The population continues to grow, right?
That's true, yes. And the idea behind the Caldwell administration's approach of compassionate disruption is that, you know, you continue these sweeps and make it disruptive to live and camp on the sidewalk. And so the philosophy is that homeless people will then say, okay, well, I'll just go into a shelter if I can't live on the streets. However, as I said, the unsheltered population of homelessness has increased over the last 5 years.
One of the things I've always wondered about, Natanya, with sit-lie bills is who decides what category of people, you know. Chances are if I went down to Ala Moana Park, sat on a bench and fell asleep, I wouldn't be arrested for it, right? How I look, you know, and don't look like a homeless person. So chances are I'd be left alone, but a homeless person would be rousted. Is that accurate?
That is what homeless advocates say. You know, I was speaking with a few homeless advocates yesterday who said, well, you know, if a tourist is loitering, hanging out on the sidewalk, they would probably not get, you know, roused, like you said, by the police. Whereas if you appear homeless, then you're much more likely to be targeted. So that is definitely a concern.
Because that's where you get into who decides that, and now you're judging on the basis of my external appearance, right?
Right, exactly. And ultimately, it is up to police to enforce these laws. And another result of sit-lie measures is pushing the homeless problem into the courts. So this has resulted in people who are on the streets who have outstanding bench warrants, multiple tickets that are building up. And the state public defender's office actually created a separate court, a homeless court, a few years ago to address the issue of homeless people who have just mounting numbers of tickets.
Each one of those arrests being very time intensive for the court system. Thanks very much for that, Natanya. This is obviously an ongoing story we'll be hearing more about, but thanks very much for that report.
Thanks for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporting fellow Natanya Friedheim. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.